Orbán, No Place for Multiculturalism in Hungary. By Chris Tomlinson on March 10, 2019. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán has hit back at Western European critics, stating clearly that multiculturalism has no place in his country. The new statements come from an interview of Orbán by French politician Philippe de Villiers as part of the newly released book, I Pulled the Thread of Lies, and Everything Unraveled, according to a press release from the Hungarian Prime Minister's office. What outrages our opponents the most is the fact that in our constitution we have written that Hungary has Christian roots, that here there is no place for multiculturalism, that a child has the right to a mother and a father, and that our nation has the right to defend its borders, which are also the borders of the European Union, the Hungarian Prime Minister observed. Orbán said he was also worried about the possibility of a split in the European Union, and even its potential breakup, noting that Europe is becoming divided by those who are becoming Islamized and those who wish to resist it. If they force us to accept the UN's Migration Compact or the decisions of the European Commission, thereby aligning us with their permissive Western policy, disintegration cannot be ruled out, he warned. The Hungarian government has been repeatedly criticized by the establishment in Western Europe over its strong border policy, as well as its campaign against the influence of Hungarian-American left-liberal billionaire George Soros and his network of non-governmental organizations, NGOs. The campaign against Soros has led to the billionaire relocating his Open Society Foundation to Berlin, as well as looking to move part of his Central European University from Budapest to Vienna. Most recently, members of the European People's Party, EPP, in the European Parliament, of which Orbán's Fidesz is a member, have called on the group to expel his party. The calls for expulsion come after many in the EPP voted yes on beginning Article 7 proceedings against Hungary that could lead to potential sanctions. Despite the criticism from some, others have called on Orbán to join them, including populist Austrian vice chancellor and Freedom Party leader Heinz Christian Strache. Italy's populist deputy prime minister and minister of the interior Matteo Salvini has also made efforts to forge ties with Orbán, as well as the conservative Law and Justice Party, Peace, in Poland, which Orbán gave his support to. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.